This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We all must eat. Food is necessary for physical life, and it is a very sad fact of life for thousands of people living in parts of Africa and Asia who are literally starving for enough food each day to stay alive. Jesus fed the hungry crowds of his time on earth about 2,000 years ago. Jesus did so by his miraculous power, since he was God in the flesh. He had this power to multiply a tiny amount of food into huge quantities to feed thousands of people at a time. He did so to prove to people that he was indeed the complete, unique God-man. Still, the food was a metaphor, a word picture, of how he himself was who the people really needed. They were sinners in rebellion against God and needed to be reconciled with God. They needed their sins forgiven, and only the belief in the sacrifice Jesus Christ made for sin on the cross of execution are people able to be forgiven for their sins and to make peace with God. This opens the gates of heaven to all who believe in Jesus. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some material for this program is from godquestions.org. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The 20th century British professor and philosopher C.S. Lewis said, "Christianity, if it is false, is of no importance. And if it is true, it is of infinite importance. The only thing Christianity cannot be is moderately important." Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Food is essential to human life, and Jesus Christ is essential for eternal life. The Bible often compares food with salvation because both are required for life. Food provides the energy and nutrients for physical life. Jesus Christ dying on the cross was the only sufficient sacrifice for sins, and sin had to be removed from people to make them acceptable to God. That is why Jesus is essential for eternal life. John chapter 3, verses 16 to 21 says, "For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." Now, this is the basis for judging. that the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil deeds hates the light and does not come into the light, so that their deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so that it may be plainly evident that his deeds have been done in God. And then in the next chapter of John chapter 4, Jesus said, "My food is to do what God wants. He is the one who sent me, and I must finish the work that he gave me to do." The disciples, you see, were urging Jesus, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." So the disciples began to say to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did they?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say there are 4 more months and then comes the harvest? I tell you, look up and see that the fields are already white for harvest. The one who reaps receives pay and gathers fruit for eternal life, so that the one who sows and the one who reaps can rejoice together." And in John 6, 35 to 51, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never go hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty. But I told you that you have seen me, and still do not believe. Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never send away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Now this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose one person of everyone he has given me, but raise them all up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, for everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him to have eternal life, I will raise him up at the last day." Then the Jews who were hostile to Jesus began complaining about him, because he said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus replied, "Do not complain about me to one another. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who hears and learns from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you the solemn truth, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that has come down from heaven, so that a person may eat from it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats from this bread, he will live forever." You see, Jesus compared himself to bread because it is a basic dietary item. A person can survive a long time on only bread and water. Bread is such a basic food item that it becomes almost the same meaning for food in general. We even have the phrase "breaking bread together" to indicate the sharing of a meal with someone. Bread also plays an integral part of the Jewish Passover meal. The Jews were to eat unleavened bread, bread without yeast, during the Passover feast and then for 7 days following as a celebration of the Exodus from Egypt. Finally, when the Jews were wandering in the desert for 40 years, God rained down bread from heaven to sustain the nation. That was Exodus 16:4. All of this goes along with the scene being described in John chapter 6, when Jesus used the term bread of life. He was trying to get away from the crowds. He had crossed the Sea of Galilee, and the crowd followed him. After some time, Jesus inquires of Philip how they are going to feed the crowd. The answer Philip gave displays his little faith when he says that they do not have enough money to give each of them the smallest bite of food. Finally, Andrew brings to Jesus a boy who had 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. With that amount, Jesus miraculously fed the large crowd with lots of food to spare. If there is anything the history of human religion tells us, it is that people seek to earn their way to heaven. This is such a basic human desire because God created us with eternity in mind. The Bible says God has placed the desire for eternity in our hearts, Ecclesiastes 3:11. The Bible also tells us that there is nothing we can do to earn our way to heaven because we have all sinned. That's Romans 3:23. And the only thing our sin earns us is death. That's Romans 6:23. There is no one who is righteous in himself, Romans 3:10. Our problem is we have a desire we cannot fulfill, no matter what we do or who we are. That is where Jesus comes in. He and He alone can fulfill that desire in our hearts for righteousness through what Jesus did for people. Christ had no sin, but God made Him become sin, so that in Christ we could be right with God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. When Christ died on the cross, He took the sins of mankind upon Himself and made atonement for them. When we place our faith in Him, our sins are placed onto Jesus, and His righteousness is placed in us. Jesus satisfies our hunger and thirst for righteousness. He is our bread of life. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from John, chapter 20, verses 26 to 31. 8 days later, the disciples were again together in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and examine my hands. Extend your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas replied to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are the people who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus performed many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name.